Cute. J. Edgar Hoover.
How are you getting along?
Getting along fine.
I'm worried about this Dominican Republic thing. What's your feel on it?
My feeling on it, Mr. President, is that it is in an awful mess. There have been several people that have been selected to be in the cabinet who are far from being free from communist associations or communist domination. Why they were selected, I don't know. But I think the situation down there is very critical. I met with Mr. Bundy the other day and Admiral Raybon whether the FBI could withdraw from the Dominican Republic, and my view was that it could. And that there was really no need for the FBI to remain there. It was the view of Admiral Raybon and myself that it was going to be a mess, that we would have considerable trouble for some little time to come because of the various people going back to the Dominican Republic. Bosch is, of course, going to go back, and most of his followers are going back. Most of the former ex-presidents who have been deposed are going back. And I think in the campaign, the political campaign, which is going to be held this year, continue for the rest of the year down there, there's going to be very violent accusations and probably outbursts characteristic of the Latin. And for that reason, I think we've got a situation that's got to be watched very carefully. They are very anti-American, the populace is, and now that Wesson has been thrown out, they arrested him first, and now they made him consul general at Miami, and he's arrived there. With him out of that place, the rebel element, which has always been strongly anti-American, will be in the ascendancy. Now, the man who's been made president, Godoy, is not what you would call a strong man. I think he means well and will try to do the right thing, but he's not the kind of man who will stand up and, if necessary, have to kick the shins of some opponent or some opposition that gets out of line. That's the way I would size it up.
Well, I kind of hate to see your people pull out of there till we form a government.
Well, we won't pull out of there until you say so. Our men are there now, and I said the other day that we would not remove them until the decision had been made by you as to the desirability of pulling them out.
But this is playing for keeps, and we just can't have a communist government there.
No.
And we got to have somebody that's really alert enough and guts enough to stand up and say this is suspicious. Now, they tell me they got an attorney general. It's quite suspicious.
He's very suspicious, a very, very dangerous individual to have in the attorney general's position.
Now, I don't know what our diplomatic people are doing to see that Godoy takes our reports and respects them and doesn't appoint these people.
Well, I understand that this attorney general was recommended by Bunker and by Bennett. Now, they've had access, of course, to our reports.
Well, I'm surprised that Bennett, I don't know enough, I don't know whether Bennett knows not, but Bennett's a good old Georgia boy that's,
yes.
That oughtn't to be, they all the radicals are after him, all the left wingers.
But they move that. And there's drifting back into the Dominican Republic. Quite a large number of these Dominicans that have been around New York and around Miami, in those areas that have been exiled in the past. They're all going to go back, and those who have been in political life are going to run for office again. And I think you will have a period of time with the radio operating. Bosch says he will not go back until all radio stations are given complete freedom to broadcast. The present government, I think, closed down all but three. And Bosch insists that all be open so that he can have full freedom to talk as he wants to talk. Of course, Bosch is just an expedient politician.
We got to have an ambassador there that's a real practical politician to administer this relief and win this election. I don't know who we can have, but we got to get some good, practical fellow that understands his business. And I don't think he got it in the State Department. I don't think these career men know how to get the job.
They don't know. Their specialty is having afternoon tea, you know.
Yep.
the thing that you really need is a good, tough individual who, at the same time, won't be a bull in the china shop, but who will stand up and who will be able to dominate the governor without being too obvious in doing so.
That's right. Well, who is he?
Well, I frankly don't know. I haven't given any thought to that.
We'll think about it. Let's talk about it next week. And think about what we ought to be doing. We're not doing that. We can't lose that one, Edgar.
No, we can't lose that one.
And if we do, I'm going to put it right in your lap. I'm going to say Edgar Hoover did this, not me. I'm going to resign and let you and Humphrey take over.
Oh, that would be an awful combination, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you go on now and figure out what we ought to do, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, fine, Mr.
All right,
President.
Fine.
Thank you very much.
Waiting.